This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 12, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly sunny today, high near 70. The Salem News reports today on last night's hearing in Beverly over the closure of the Hall-Whitaker Bridge and the repairs needed on the Kernwood Bridge that got a bit heated. Paul Layton reports that many residents expressed anger that the state's plan would take at least 13 years to build the two new bridges. Peabody hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for the renovation of the Winona Water Treatment Plant. As reported in today's Salem News, the plant is equipped with a modernized lab, filtration systems, and additional technology to produce clean water for many years to come. Swampscott's Capital Improvement Committee has been working on requests from many of the town's departments in recent months. The Daily Item reports that the committee is planning to meet later this month to decide on the latest request that could go forward for approval from town meeting. The Abbott Public Library in Marblehead will be opening on Monday, October 17 at their interim space while construction begins at their current location. The new library home is the former Eveleth School at Three Brook Road. Hours will remain the same as they were at the library's Pleasant Street location. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins open their season tonight in Washington. The Patriots' next game is Sunday in Cleveland. Locally in volleyball last night, Marblehead 3, Peabody 2. Field hockey yesterday, Danvers 2, Marblehead nothing. The clash of two Eastern Mass football superpowers takes place on Saturday when St. John's Prep plays at Catholic Memorial. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre tells us that the game prep begins with the prep, if you will.
I think we got some talent. We got some kids that play the right way, play hard, and we turn the focus inward. We do that every week, but we're going to do that this week as well. It's about us taking the next step in our process and becoming the best team we can be. And I know that sounds maybe a little cliche, but we believe it, we live it, and we expect to go down there and put on a show and play really well.
St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre. His full interview is available right now at msonewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.